Welcome to the podcast of New Creation Christian Center, the path to genuine life where you can come as you are and be transformed by the Word of God. My name is Pastor Marquise, and we are a non-denominational church led by the living and active Word of God in the heart of Seattle, Washington, by Pastors Harold and Annis Faye Franklin. Whether this is your first time, second time, be sure to subscribe and share this with those that need it. Now join me and be ready to live and learn from the Word of God.
We're going to continue in this series that we just started last week, talking about hearing from God. Now, this is very, very important, because if we cannot decide or decipher the voice of God from our own voice or even the voice of the enemy, we will be lost. Amen. So we have to constantly ask God to help me hear you, and God, help me know you. Amen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you, God, for this time, this opportunity to share your word today, dear God. And I pray that your word will be heard, dear God. You said you speak and your sheep will hear you. They will not hear another. They will not follow another voice. So, God, we want to follow your voice. And, dear God, we just bless your name in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Actually, me and Precious were watching something on Facebook that was pretty quite intriguing. We were watching this farmer, and what happened was the sheep had got away from the mom. It was just born that same day, and the sheep somehow wasn't with the mom. And the mom, when the sheep came back, she started pushing the sheep away. She started bucking the sheep, running at them, and doing all kind of stuff. And this sheep was just one day old. But because the sheep was not with his mother, it caused the mother sheep to be angry and disown that sheep. And this is, the guy was like, man, look at this. He's just showing us. We actually see the person, the sheep hitting the other little baby sheep. The baby sheep's just trying to eat, and he kept pushing the sheep away. Or what do they call the baby sheep? They're called lambs. Kept pushing the lamb away. And what began to happen was the owner said, look, I'm going to have to take care of the sheep now, because she no longer is going to be able to be with the mother. The mother was not going to take care of her. And it's crazy, right? But he used this to show sometimes we in life have people that disown us, but a good father, or the Father God, he always comes and replaces what everybody else could not do. Amen. If you were shunned, he said, look, I'm going to take this sheep home and I'm going to raise this sheep. I'm going to bottle feed the sheep. The sheep is going to be like that lamb is going to be the closest lamb to him, because he has a relationship with him. Amen. He also said he walks into the little feeding area or wherever they go after, as they get older, because he had raised a couple other lambs before. As soon as he comes in, those lambs come and run up to him. They want to be with them, right? Now, most lambs, they don't want to have anything to do with people, right? If you see sheep, and I know we're not shepherds, but most sheep, if people come that they don't know, just like the scripture says, they will not go to that person. Amen. So why do I share this? Because it's important to understand that God is a nurturing and a loving father. Amen. And everything that he says is to encourage us. Amen. One thing I used to always share with Ariel, my little sister-in-law, one of the scriptures that I share with her constantly, I used to put it on a mirror. I used to put it in her room. I used to say that for I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you a hope and a future. Why do I share this? Because we got to understand that when God speaks, even though sometimes it might not be what we want to hear, it's for the best. Amen. Yeah, I'm not going to preach some gloom and doom sermon. But we have to know this: when we hear God's voice, God is not always going to say what you want him to say, right? you guys said I said something. If you want it your way, then Christianity is not for you, or something like that. If you want to do what you want to do, then Christianity is not for you. If you want to hear what you want to hear, then it's not for you. Because sometimes, I'll tell you this, God is not a yes man. You should be God's yes man. If God says do it, you should say, all right, how do you want me to do it? You should already be, oh man, I don't want to. And this is important because in our day-to-day lives, as we continue to get and grow closer to God, it allows us to hear his voice, and we shouldn't be doing the same thing when God tells us to do something. We should not let fear stop us from doing something. And I'm just getting warmed up. It's kind of cold in here, so we warm it up, amen? But a lot of times, people have been saved, or they've been in the church, and they've given their life to Christ, but they haven't gone past that because of fear, right? Why? A lot of times fear will hold you back. Fear holds you back. Fear keeps you in a nice warm bubble, right? But how many know if you're a fearful person, you will never do anything, right? Look at all the great people in life that we honor. Even since it's Black History Month, as we look into Black history, we could talk about somebody like Harriet Tubman, right? Now, this woman led many slaves out of slavery, but if she was scared, she wouldn't have did it. Why? Because her life was threatened, right? Frederick Douglass became an educated Black man, and I don't do a lot of this, but I'm going to just do a little bit, right? Frederick Douglass became an educated Black man, but to learn how to read and write was against the law at that time for Black people. But if he feared, he would have just said, I don't want to read. Right? And we can go on and on and on about African Americans, but even past African Americans, Moses would have never led the people across the Red Sea. Moses would have never went back to Egypt to deliver them if he allowed fear to grip his life. Amen? Now, why do I say this? Because some of us, when we hear from God, we don't act on what God says because we are fearful. Amen? So, what you have to do in hearing from God, part of hearing from God is not just hearing him speak to you. The Bible says, do not be hearers only, but not doers. If you want to please God, you must do what God tells you to do. Amen? And there's going to be some times where it's not comfortable. Get used to it. Amen? Get used to being uncomfortable when God tells you to do something. But I'll tell you this. If you don't do what God tells you to do, you're gonna become more and more frustrated. And then what begins to happen is you begin to wonder if you can hear from God. Why? Because you've ignored his voice so long. So that's why it's important to do what he says. Amen? Let's go to last week I talked about a couple of things. I talked about the three voices, maybe four. The enemy speaking, right? God's word, him speaking. The deception of the enemy and how they stop. We have ourselves and how we kind of think sometimes we are God, right? Right? Sometimes our voice gets confused. Then also you have other people that is a voice. What they say, what even media portrays. Those are all voices that we have to decipher through to make sure we hear God's voice. And the way we hear God's voice is by checking it with the word of God. Amen. Some of us, we want to do things in life, and if we are not checking with God, then we need to stop or slow down and wait on God. I remember in 2009, I was praying, God, I hate this job. Oh, did I say hate? I don't like this job, Lord. I really want to do what I like to do, which was minister through music, create avenues to be able to impact people through my gifts and my talents. I couldn't stand driving and delivering 2,000 pounds every stop, right? It got tired after a while. I got tired. So as I was praying, the thing that God told me to do, and I would just sit in the car and pray, God, help me know what I should do. Like, Lord, this is what I want to do, but I'm not going to do anything until I get clearance from you. Every job that I have left, God has told me to leave, right? Before that, I worked at a daycare. It was called Skyway Christian Learning Center. It's no longer in business. But one morning I was in prayer and God told me to put in my 2 weeks notice. Right? And I was like, are you sure, Lord? You know, like, it wasn't like I wanted to leave there. I worked with kids. I enjoyed it. I was the assistant kindergarten teacher there. So I had a good position. But God told me to leave, right? So I tell them, people are crying, oh, you're leaving? Yeah, I was like, man, I was just in prayer and God told me to leave. So as I did that, come to find out that they end up getting shut down because somebody had embezzled hundreds of thousands of dollars from that company. So they end up getting shut down anyway, right? But if I didn't listen to God's voice, I could have been one that was stuck there. So when I left there, I was like, okay, I'm not just going to not work. I'm going to go get a job. So I was like, okay, let me go. I go to a job. I get an interview. I get hired the next day, and I come to work the following day. It was just like that, quick, right? And I was like, this had to be God. And I was there for that job for a while, and I was like, God, what's up? What's new? Amen. But if I was fearful, I wouldn't have did it. And I had to trust God. And today we're going to talk about waiting on God, okay? Key scriptures for this series are going to be Isaiah chapter 40, verses 31. I read it last week, but I'll read it again. But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. And then also Psalms chapter 130, verse 5. It says, I wait for the Lord, my soul waits, and in his word I do hope. Amen. So we're talking about waiting for God to speak. A lot of times we have to get to a place or slow down so we can hear God speak. Because God is not always going to speak through the blaring car systems. He's not going to always speak through something loud. Even Elijah said it was a still, small voice. Amen? And I think to hear that still, small voice, you have to be still and you have to be quiet. Amen? Let's go ahead and look at today's feature scripture, which is going to be 1 Samuel chapter 3. And we're going to read this to see Samuel hearing from the Lord for the first time. Amen? Now the boy Samuel ministered to the Lord before Eli, and the word of the Lord was rare in those days. There was no widespread revelation. Now let's be clear about this. It's important to know that there is going to be sometimes, now I'm not making this up, because there's going to be some times in life where the word of God is going to be rare. Not the word that we have. That's not rare. We have it everywhere. Right? But hearing from God, God is not going to always tell you to do something specifically every single day you wake up. He's not going to tell you to do something different. Why? Because sometimes you haven't completed the assignment that he's given you. Right? So when you're in prayer, sometimes you're not going to hear from God, but act upon the word of God that you already know. Okay? It says, and it came to pass at that time while Eli was lying down in the place, in his place, and when his eyes had begun to grow so dim that he could not see, and before the lamp of God went out in the tabernacle of the Lord where the ark of God was, and while Samuel was lying down, that the Lord called Samuel, and he answered, here I am. So he ran and said, here I am, for you called me. And he said, I did not call you. Lie down again. So he went and lay down. So what is Eli doing, or Samuel, the young boy, he's hearing God speak, but he doesn't know his voice yet. He thinks it's Eli, who's a prophet as well, man of God, right? But he's not sure on what this voice is. So God calls Samuel, and Samuel says, "Here I am, Eli, I'm here. What did you want? What did you want to tell me?" And Eli says, "I didn't call you. Go back. Go lay down." Right? So Samuel arose and went to Eli and said, "Here I am." I'm sorry. Then the Lord called yet again Samuel. So Samuel arose and went to Eli and said, "Here I am, for you called me." He answered, "I did not call, my son. Lie down again." Now Samuel did not know the Lord, nor was the word of the Lord yet revealed to him. And the Lord called Samuel again the third time. So he arose and went to Eli and said, "Here I am, for you did call me." Then Eli perceived that the Lord had called the boy. Therefore, Eli said to Samuel, "Go lie down, and it shall be, if he calls you, that you may say, 'Speak, Lord, for your servant hears.'" So Samuel went and lay down in his place. All right. So what is Samuel doing? He's at this place at this point where he's sitting quietly waiting on the voice and word of God. Amen. So what does this also say? That you have to be trained to hear God's voice. Amen. I remember Mother Mullins told me one day, this was when our church was at Victorious Life. We were in the Garfield Community Center. And she was praying, she was prophesying and said, "God is going to speak to you, son." She said, "Son, God's going to speak to you. You just wait on the Lord," right? So I went home, sat on the bed, and was praying. I was like, "God, speak to me." And I waited like 30 minutes, right? And I didn't hear anything. Okay? Now I'm like, okay, well, I'll just try it again tomorrow. I'm not saying, why can't I hear you, God? I'm not doing that. I'm just like, okay, I'm just going to wait on the Lord another time, right? Why do I say this? Because this is important to understand how to hear God. There's going to be some times where you're trying to hear him with your natural ears, and you might not hear God. I went back to church, and a couple weeks later, maybe that same week, Pastor Gail was preaching, and this is one of the most profound things that she said that impacted me, was, "God is always speaking, but are you listening?" Now, when she said that, it was like a light bulb went off in me, and I was like, man, okay, God is already speaking. I just am not listening the right way, right? So when I went back home and prayed, I began to understand, okay, how does God speak? He reveals his word. Amen. So he might give you a scripture. There's sometimes people are praying and they may get a scripture and they may share that scripture, right? There's other times where we are praying and we're tarrying in the spirit and somebody has a word for somebody, right? But it has to line up with the word of God. This is important. Because if I come and prophesy to you that you're going to have $1 million, you're going to be the greatest person by next week, right? And it doesn't happen. Was that God's voice? No. So what that person heard was their own voice, the enemy, or what that person really wanted to hear. Because it wasn't God's voice. Now, it's important to not be hungry for people to prophesy over your life. Now, that might sound a little crazy. What? I shouldn't seek prophecies? No, you should not, because you have your own relationship with God. A prophet should bring clarity to the relationship that you already have with God. Amen? It should not bring a newness to your relationship with God. It should help you understand your relationship with God. See, what begins to happen is when people don't build their own relationship, they seek for a word from God through somebody else, right? And there's nothing wrong with coming to church and saying, "I want to hear from the Lord today, and hopefully the pastor shares something that's going to impact me." There's nothing wrong with that, but you should not have that be the only time that you want to hear from God. Because now you're going through somebody to hear from God. And that person is a person just like you. I don't care how saved they are. I don't care how holy they are. I don't care how they talk. I don't care how they walk. They're just a person like you and me. And the Bible says that when Jesus died on the cross, the veil was torn so that we all can have relationships with God. Amen. So you don't have to pay nobody any money. You don't have to pay. You don't have to do anything special to get to hear a word from somebody else, because you can hear from the word of God by reading the word of God and spending quiet time with the Lord. Amen. And why I share that, because today you got some people that think, oh, I just got to hear from a prophet. I just got to hear from the pastor. What is the pastor saying? No, what does the word of God say? Have you read the word of God? Not as much as you should. Okay, so work on that. Start building that time in the word. Amen. I mean, one thing my parents did, and this really helps me with hearing the word of God. There's so many scriptures that I can remember, and I might not know exactly where they are, but they're in the Bible. Right. And if you say something that's not in the word of God, I know that it's not, because I've studied the word of God. Amen. So that's why when you have people that have new revelations about how we should reach these people, right, or how we can be effective, I say, is that in the word of God? Right. Is that in the word of God? You're saying to do something that's not, you're saying to compromise to reach people. That's not in the word of God, right? Matter of fact, if I compromise, now I am out of the covering of God. Why? How do I know this? Because that's what happened with the Israelites. They were out of the covering of God because they began to compromise. There was a scripture, and I heard it on the podcast this week. Track Stars Radio were talking about Balak and how he tried to curse the children of Israel. And he could only do it if they were disobedient. Amen. And that's why we must always be obedient to God's word, because there's people out trying to curse us, not curse us out, but curse us and try to keep you down or bound. But that can only happen if you are not obedient to God. And let's say if you are disobedient, you always have the ability to ask for forgiveness and to get back in right place. Amen. You always have that ability as long as you live. But this relationship with God is important. So let's go back to verse 10. Now the Lord came and stood and called as at other times, Samuel, Samuel. And Samuel answered, speak to your servant, speak for your servant hears. Right. Then the Lord said to Samuel, behold, I will do something in Israel at which both ears of everyone who hears it will tingle. In that day, I will perform against Eli all that I have spoken against, spoken concerning his house from beginning to end. For I have told him that I will judge his house forever for the iniquity which he knows, because his son made themselves vile and he did not restrain them. And therefore, I have sworn to the house of Eli that the iniquity of Eli's house shall not be atoned for by sacrifice or offering forever. All right. Now, we're going to continue in just a second, but it's interesting to see this. Why did Eli not be able to hear from God? Because he wasn't obedient to what God told him to do. God told him that his sons were doing wrong things and Eli did nothing about it. Why? Because of fear. Right? He was scared. Now, who is he scared of at this moment? His kids? I guess so. Right? He did not do what God told him to do. God told him that his sons had did something wrong, and Eli knew they had did something wrong, but he did nothing about it. This is very important. When you hear from God or have instructions from God, you must do it. Matter of fact, if you don't do it, God's going to get somebody else to do it. Right? I think we get to see some of the things in the Bible, but if Moses didn't go to Egypt, I bet Aaron would have went. Right? How? Why do I say that? Because Aaron was on the way. He had already got the same. He might have heard from God first. Now, I don't know if Aaron's burning bush was a little better than Moses' burning bush, but somehow he heard from God and he was on the way to go tell Moses so that they could go back to Egypt. But if he didn't, Aaron might have went. Why do we say that? Because Aaron was the first priest, right? So there was a relationship that Aaron had with God. So it's important to be obedient and do what God says for you to do. Amen? 15 says, so Samuel lay down until morning and opened the doors of the house of the Lord. And Samuel was, here it comes again. Samuel was afraid. All right? Now, a lot of times God will tell us something. When we hear God's voice, it will cause you to fear something. And usually it's your own well-being. Right? God will tell you to share the gospel with this person. What do you fear? Man, they might reject me. Right? Right? So what are you fearing? You're scared for yourself. Jamie had said, if God tells you to do something and you're scared, just do it. Just do it. Why? Because don't be paralyzed by that. Because if you don't do it, you're going to feel worse. Man, God, I didn't do what you told me. How many have ever been told to minister to somebody and you didn't do it? I've done that before, right? And then you feel guilty. You feel, oh, man, God told me I should have just said something, right? So the question comes to, do you want God to be pleased or do you want you to be pleased? Right? And if you just want to be pleased, if you want to do you, then Christianity is not for you. Right? If you want to do what makes you happy, do something else. Now, we don't have a lot of ministers that preach like that, right? But that's the truth. If you want to make up doctrines, if you want to add to the Word of God, I don't highly suggest that you do that, but there's people that want to do that, then this is not for you. If you want to live any way that you want to live, right, this is not for you. There was another, I was watching a whole bunch of track stars. They're a Christian hip-hop radio station show. And they were talking about, somebody was talking about how if you say, God, I know that you said this is wrong, but I'm going to do this anyway. What you're doing is saying, I don't accept your blood shed for me. Right? Because now Jesus died for sins. But if you say this is not a sin when it's clearly against the Word of God, what you're doing is you're saying, I don't need you to cover me. Let me do me. Right? And once again, that's not what God wants for us. Amen? Let's finish this. And it says, then Eli called to Samuel and said, Samuel, my son. He answered, here I am. Now, Samuel knew that voice. He knew that was Eli. But he was scared. And he said, what is the word that the Lord spoke to you? Please do not hide it from me. All right? Now, this is important because Eli, at this moment, he cannot hear from God. Interesting, right? Because he wants to know, what's the word that God told you, Samuel, and don't hide nothing from me. At this moment, Eli couldn't hear from the voice of God because he was disobedient. Now, I believe that if Eli would have obeyed, he would have been able to hear from God because he was the prophet at that time, right? The judge. Samuel was the first prophet. So Eli was the person that heard from God, right? You got to think, where are they at? Eli was in the tabernacle of the Lord. That's where Eli was. Samuel had been given because, remember, Samuel was Hannah's son who couldn't have kids. And when she had her child, she dedicated him to the house of the Lord. And he was there ever since he was weaned. Now, we don't know how old that was, but hey, he was in the house of the Lord. So he said, Please do not hide it from me. Verse 17, God do so to you and more also if you hide anything from me of all the things that he said to you. Now, he's even threatening this boy to tell him everything that God said. And isn't this what happens when we get desperate and you can't hear from God? You're trying to find a way to get it. I'm going to get you to tell me what God told you, right? But then Samuel told him everything and hid nothing from him. And he said, it is the Lord. Let him do what seems good to him. Who said that? Eli said that. Eli knew it was the word of God. How? Why? Because he had a history of knowing how God spoke. Amen? And he knew that he didn't and was not obedient. Then verse 19 says, so Samuel grew. All right? Now, I don't think this is just talking about growing in tallness or in age and wisdom. He grew in hearing the voice of God. Amen? So Samuel grew and the Lord was with him and let none of his words fall to the ground. So everything that Samuel said, God upheld. Why? Because it is his word. Samuel wasn't making up words of his own. The Bible says that every word that God speaks, he is faithful to make sure it goes out to do what it should do. I'm paraphrasing like a mug, right? But every word that God speaks, he will be faithful to perform that word. Amen? So that's why everything that Samuel spoke, God performed and made sure it was right, because Samuel was speaking God's word. Amen? Verse 20 says, and all Israel from Dan to Beersheba knew that Samuel had been established as a prophet of the Lord. Then the Lord appeared again to Shiloh, for the Lord revealed himself to Samuel in Shiloh by the word of the Lord. Now, we're not going to continue to read the story of Samuel, but what I wanted to show was Samuel learned to wait on God. And after learning to wait on God, he built a relationship of hearing from God. Amen? And it's important to do that. Like I said, if you have, you know, sometimes I heard a pastor saying, Pastor Josh McDowell, is that his name? He was saying a lot of people, they do a whole bunch of things without consulting God. They're constantly, oh, I'm just going to go do this. You're making big decisions in your life without consulting God. And you should not do that. Right? We should learn to have our relationship with God so tight that all the decisions that we make run through him. Because he's our Lord. Right? As a Christian, he's our Lord. So what we say, just like when you're a child, if you're living in your house, you don't just walk out the house and go somewhere, kids. You say, Mom or Dad, can I go to Johnny's house? Right? Now, if they say no, what do? Some of them pout. Some of them cry. Some of them go in their room and slam the door, right? But you're learning to ask what to do. And we have to do that in our relationship with God, and it must come from hearing from God. Amen. Let us close. Heavenly Father, dear God, I thank you, dear God, for the example of Samuel that you showed us, oh God, how he learned to hear from you, God. And we want to hear from you, dear God. We want to, even as long as some of us have been saved, we are still learning to hear from you. So God, allow us to clear ourselves of any disobedience, of anything that hinders us from hearing your voice, and allow us to walk in you and walk in knowing what you have for us. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Let the church say.
Thank you for spending time with us here at New Creation Christian Center. Feel free to join our worship services on Saturday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 11 a.m. located at 5150 South Cloverdale Street, Seattle, Washington, 98118. visit our website, newcreationwa.org. New Creation Christian Center, where you can come as you are and be transformed by the Word of God.